the third TV season of Wisconsin Life kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock on Wisconsin Public Television. There are 12 new half-hour episodes that will be broadcast this season every Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Joining us now to share some highlights and the people who make Wisconsin unique in this new season is Joel Waldinger, a producer from Wisconsin Life. Joel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what's different, unique, new about this new round of Wisconsin Life?
Well, as Veronica said, we have 12 new shows. In those shows, we have 60 stories that we've been working on basically for the last 9 months. There's a team of Wisconsin Life reporters and producers who basically have been traveling the state from Superior to Milwaukee, from La Crosse to Menominee, gathering stories about people and places in Wisconsin.
And how do you source your stories? You find so many interesting people out there that most of us may never hear about. How do you find them?
You know, I find them the ways a lot of people do, through word of mouth. A lot of times one story will lead to another. But I have a great story about how I found a story this summer. I was having a garage sale up north near Rhinelander with my parents, and this Suburban pulls in, tinted windows. These five guys get out, a couple of them had English accents, and I figured they must be in a band. So I asked, where are you headed? And they said they were going to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to play in a concert. And my wife asked, oh, do you play cover music? And the guy kind of chuckled and he said, no, have you ever heard of the group Badfinger? So Badfinger came to my garage sale, and getting to talk to them, Mark Healy grew up here in Madison, has played for Badfinger for the past 29 years, now lives in Durand, Wisconsin. And so I'm working on a feature story about Mark Healy and the band Badfinger.
So just lurk at garage sales and the stories come to you.
Absolutely. At least it worked in that case.
That time anyway, yeah. Well, let's check out some of the highlights that you've worked on. And this one, I think, is airing tonight. Darth Chief. Do you want to? We're going to listen to it, but do you want to set this up for us a little?
Yeah, this story is the story of Roy Erler Wakeemup, who's a Native American artist who was a graduate student here at the UW, just graduated. And he will admit that his artwork is pretty garbage. He loves dumpster diving, but he works a lot in neon and glass and metal. And he basically took on Native American mascots with a piece that he called Darth Chief.
Let's give a listen.
Kill the idiot, save the fan just popped in my head. Most people think it's pretty clever, you know, and like it. And then when I get into the Darth Chief gaudy armor with a latex rubber cat suit on stage fighting racist mascots, it's definitely my crazy twist on it. I definitely got screws loose.
His Darth Chief Star Wars inspired regalia is getting noticed. In 2015, Rory won the Chazen Prize.
It's a bona fide accolade, you know, it's something, you know, one of those badges I'm going to put on my war shirt.
And Joel, one thing we didn't get there was the visual of Darth Chief, this regalia combining Native American themes and Star Wars themes. Can you paint us a picture of that?
Yeah, so if you can imagine Darth Vader dressed up as basically a Native American warrior, and Rory made this costume out of metal. There's also all this neon that's flashing around him, glass feathers that are part of the headdress that he wore. And basically what he was trying to do is draw attention in kind of a humorous way how silly Native American mascots are to him. And he played off of this saying from Colonel Richard Henry Pratt from the 1890s of kill the Indian, save the man, which at that point was basically let's make these Indians more like the white man. And Rory took that saying and kind of flipped it on its ear and made it kill the idiot, save the fan to address the Native American mascots in sports today.
We're talking right now with Joel Waldinger, producer for Wisconsin Life, as Wisconsin Life gets ready to launch its new series coming up this Thursday night and every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And let's talk about another. Wienermobile is another title. This is one that you produced, and I've been one of those people who've been lucky enough to see this thing rolling through the streets. What did you want us to know about it?
Well, I was always curious what's it take to be a driver, and I found out that there's 1,200 college kids that apply for this position, and only 12 are chosen, and one of them, Rebecca Rehm, happened to be a marketing graduate from right here in Madison at the University of Wisconsin. And so for the past year, she's been traversing the country in the Wienermobile.
Driving the streets of Madison, Becca Rehm relishes the fact that her Hot Wheels turn hits.
You get people waving, honking, taking pictures. People who see it for the first time are just, they don't even know what it is.
So, what's 27 feet long?
We always say it's comparable to like a large SUV.
11 feet high.
It's a huge icon. Everyone knows it.
I saw it from Granger and I had to come down.
Yeah.
It is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and it's been around since 1936.
One, two, three, say cheesy weenie.
Cheesy weenie.
With a job like this,
awesome job.
Having a great day is easy for Team Becca and Ashley.
Have a great day. Well, I'm Turkey Bacon Becca. My partner is Always Spicy Ashley. We are officially known as hot doggers.
As Badger grad Becca knows all about these buns of steel.
I've seen the Wienermobile growing up since I'm from Wisconsin. It's such an iconic vehicle, so I was always super excited as a kid, and I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I am living the dream.
And Joel, did they tell you anything about how hard it is to drive this thing? This is not a small vehicle.
It's not, and I think the most amazing thing that I took from it is that is the vehicle that they drove from Wisconsin all the way through Florida, the Southeast region. But if they want to go out to get something to eat, to the mall, to the movie, they're driving the Wienermobile. So it's nonstop, constant attention is what Becca had told me. But, you know, she loved it. She said it's the greatest thing, trying to find a parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story. But she said driving through Atlanta was probably the most white-knuckle ride she had had.
This is one of those, and this happens often with Wisconsin Life on the radio or TV, where you watch it and you think, man, only in Wisconsin. Is that part of what you're looking for in Wisconsin Life, the things that make us unique?
I think so. And, you know, there's endless numbers of stories out there. There's so many people who are passionate and determined about what they do and what inspires them. And I think that's what makes my job so interesting, is I get to go and meet these people.
Let's talk about another that you did. It's called Daredevil Photographer. And the visuals from this one, we watched a bit, they're pretty stunning. It kind of made me want to do it, even though I'm afraid of heights, which is saying something. But tell us about who this guy is. Who is this Daredevil?
Mark Amundson is a professional photographer up in the Abrams area of Wisconsin, which is just outside of Green Bay. And he's taken up a new hobby of power paragliding. And so he mounts cameras, little GoPro cameras, to his power paraglider and basically flies over the tops of Lake Michigan. He can see Green Bay off in the distance, and he's trying to incorporate it into his photography, professional photography that he does on the ground. And it's quite breathtaking and daring when you see him actually do it. And the first time that he flew, he didn't really mean to take off, and straight in front of him was a cellular tower. So he was able to turn just in time to get out of the way of the cellular tower. And then the tree line came up in front of him, and he just skimmed the top of the tree line and got back on the ground and said, I'm selling this thing. I'm never doing it again. Well, he didn't sell it, and now, you know, it's this thrill that he goes out a couple of times a week and gets.
Mm. Well, let's get a sneak preview of that one.
Oh, a perfect morning to go flying. Had a couple cups of coffee. Ready to start the day.
Mark Amundson's day starts early when there's frost on the grass and a chill in the air.
Here's my windsock set up.
Mark is a professional photographer and is using power paragliding to elevate his picture taking to new heights. Literally.
Next up, we're going to warm this baby up. Just another day of adventure.
Adventure for Mark is strapping on a 50-pound fan and 3 gallons of gas.
Oh, I'll put the GoPro on. Right in this area, I can see over to the bay, Tower Drive Bridge, Lambeau Field. You can see way up north, all the way along the shoreline. I'm absolutely looking forward to getting up north to remote areas, above the forests, along the rivers. Kind of like the Wisconsin from the air. All right, fly time. Oh my gosh, it's the greatest feeling in the world. That's why I love it.
Joel, I got to ask how hands-on you are. Did you get to go up in the glider or go for a ride in the Wienermobile?
I did go for a ride in the Wienermobile around the Capitol, one spin, and I'll tell you, it was a rickety ride, really.
Well, what else are you excited about this season?
Well, you know, this last weekend, I just spent Sunday all day at Lambeau Field as they were painting the field. So I'm doing a profile on the guy in charge of the famous frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and what it takes to get the field ready for, of course, that big Monday night game against the Chiefs. And they went through 150 gallons of paint, five guys, 40 man hours. You don't realize it sitting at home how much work goes into painting that field each and every time they have a home game.
Just have a bunch of big guys run up and down on your handiwork there.
Exactly.
And I know that you're also talking with some folks that we've had here on Central Time, Phil Sklar, Brad Novak from the Bobblehead Museum in Milwaukee.
Yeah, they are really interesting, you know, and their museum's opened in 2016. We profiled them as the boxes were rolling in of bobbleheads from all over the country. They hope to have 10 to 15,000 by the time that they open. And their story is amazing. I mean, they came up with this concept and this idea, and talk about passion and determination. Both of those guys have it.
One more I wanted to throw in, again, uniquely Wisconsin, a ferry boat captain riding the Badger Ferry across Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Kevin Dietrich is the first engineer on the Badger Ferry, and we spent a day with him down in the engine room as the Badger Ferry traversed across Lake Michigan and back. He lives on the ship for 7 months out of the year, has a home in Manitowoc. He says, basically, I have a time enough to get home, mow the yard, and get back on the ship.
Wow,
fascinating stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Joel Waldinger, producer for Wisconsin Life.
And Wisconsin Life is back with a new season on Wisconsin Public Television. It kicks off tonight at 7:00.